made the handle about that big around. You hold it in your two hands and sweep with them.
And you call that what?
A homemade broom, a broom. Made out of old broom weeds, homemade broom.
I see. That sounds about like what I was thinking about.
Well, probably that's what you think about. That it all made out of broom straw.
Uh-huh. I see.
Could have been.
That sounds like it's probably the same thing.
In other words, it's just a cheap, kind of a broom.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, used to, on Mondays, women usually did one chore in particular. If they had a lot of, you know, all the dirty clothes and all that. Did they usually do that on Monday?
Most of the time they done that on Monday. But Monday they wasn't done too much because Monday's always called Blue Monday. Nobody felt like working. The time they put that washing open, so it's usually, generally it was done Monday.
I see.
Cleaned up.
Well, were there other particular chores that they always did on certain days of the week, like maybe Monday or Tuesday was wash day and some other day they did something else?
Well, some families had them kind of days, but the most of them that I grew up with, they stay in Monday morning to do the regular stuff as it come up and just follow it on through all the week. But I always tried to wash Friday. So at least if they didn't wash Friday, they washed Saturday.
I see.
So they have clean clothes for the weekend.
Right.
Friday and Saturday with the old timers were the two main wash days.
Was there a particular day when they did a lot of baking or anything like that?
That was generally done either Friday evening or Saturday evening. They baked the bread and cooked meats for Saturday evening for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Baked the bread. Journey is done. Some done Friday evening, some done Saturday.
I see.
Yeah. But them were baked days.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about baking bread, could you tell me about a few different types of bread that you know about?
I baked it myself for my mother. I hope her baked it, watched it and all that. But the making of it up, I never did do much of that.
Uh-huh.
The main thing, you got to have yeast and put it in water and soak the yeast. And then take that water and make up the dough out of flour and work it up, put it in a pan, let it rise. And then when it got up about so hot, you worked it over again, put more flour to it. And then time, when you worked over a second time, you put it in the pan, in the loaves, in the pan like you wanted them, little bitty things. And then when they rose up to about a certain stage, you put them in the stove and cooked them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bread do you call that?
Light bread.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other kind of bread that you made besides light bread?
Well, they made what you call raisin bread. They put raisins in, but the same thing,
mm-hmm.
same way. Then they made another bread, cornbread, mm-hmm. made out of cornmeal, just like you make regular cornbread. And they took cracklings from the hog lard, where they cooked out hog lard, and warmed them up and got them all loose from one another like they ought to be, broke up in small pieces. They worked them that into the cornbread meal and put it in the pan and baked it, called it crackling bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can remember having some of that.
That's good eating, that crackling bread, yeah.
That's good to put syrup on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good to put syrup on. You're right about that. Good for that.
When you think about cornbread, do you think of the big round piece that's about